Here's Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles, and he's saying, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. What was he thinking? He wants us to root out evil everywhere, to expose it, to bring the light of day, the light of truth into the world? Well, of course he does. But we don't all see truth the same. We don't all understand things the same. And so we struggle to understand. We struggle to see. We struggle to know what is God's will, what is God's truth, what is God's perfect plan. I read this and that image of light filling the darkness touched me in so deep a way. I was reminded of times when my life was filled with darkness. And it was things like the 23rd Psalm, which we read today, which I remember learning in Sunday school. We had to memorize a psalm, and I had always loved the 23rd Psalm, and I memorized that. And when I was in my addiction, when I was in trouble, when I was afraid that I was losing my mind because I'd taken too many drugs, it was the 23rd Psalm that I remembered. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The light of Christ, shining through the darkness, illuminated my life, carried me through that horrible time. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That light of truth exposing evil. Where would I have been had not someone taken the time and trouble to teach me that as a child? I would have been lost. Where would I be now had I not had that upbringing to fall back on, to come back to that history of being in the church? See, I began to fall away from the church when I watched people in my church during the civil rights movement turn black people away because they weren't our kind. They weren't there for the right reason. They weren't welcome. We don't do that here. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand how to accept that. I didn't understand what truth they were seeing that allowed them to be that way, to see that way, to think that because someone was different, they weren't welcome. I was fortunate to have grown up in the church. I was fortunate to have had grandparents who took me in when my parents couldn't take care of me. I was fortunate to have had that experience. Not everybody was so fortunate. Not everybody is so fortunate. I work with a lot of people who come out of the prison system. When I worked at NPI, all of our clients were convicted felons. You had to be a convicted felon in order to qualify for the program. Most of them had spent time in prison. All of them had spent time in jail. And over and over and over again, I heard stories of how they had not had anyone to teach them those things, or they had seen things happen in the church that had turned them sour on religion. One day I walked into the classroom where I taught and where my office was off to the side, and someone had written on the whiteboard, Religion is for those people who are afraid of going to hell. Spirituality is for those of us who've been there. I knew what they were talking about. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I felt like I had been in that valley, like I had looked over the edge of the abyss and seen the darkness waiting for me. I saw that same abyss, that same pit, that same darkness the week that I took my grandfather's 45 out that he had given me. Was the one thing I asked for when he passed away. And I cleaned it, and I oiled it, and I reloaded it, and I put a round in the chamber, and then instead of sticking it in my mouth, I put the safety on and put it back in the drawer, thinking, if I can't handle this, I have a way out. I was that close. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The next day, my sister called me and invited me to a conference on spiritual healing. I thought we were going to some new age, new wave, you know. Turned out to be a Kenneth Copeland rally. And Gloria Copeland was preaching on the spirit of addiction, on the demon of addiction, and how it had hold of people's lives. And it had hold of my life. If I had not exposed that evil to the light of truth, I would have taken my life that weekend. I have no doubt. If I had taken my life that weekend, I would have gone down into that pit. Up until then, my attitude had been, if those are the kind of people who are going to church and going to heaven, I don't want to go. They're all a bunch of hypocrites. I'd rather go to hell. I didn't care if I died. My life was so miserable that I was ready to end it by my own hand. Somebody had not been willing to come and show me that there was a better way. To call me up and invite me to church. To come by and pick me up and take me with them. I wouldn't be here today if we don't expose the evil to the light of truth, the truth of God. It will try and take over. Over and over again, working at NPI, working with people in prison, working with addicts and criminals, I heard the stories of them growing up without that influence or growing up and being turned away from those good things that they could have had and go in the wrong direction. Because there was nobody to lead them, nobody to invite them, nobody to ask them to come and see the light of truth. What do we see when we look into ourselves? Do we see the light of truth? Or do we see the emptiness, the darkness, the pain? The suffering. I want this church, each heart to be filled with that light, to be filled to overflowing so that it spews out like a fountain coming from a rock, like a ray of sun coming through the clouds. Like a voice in the silence, or a candle in the darkness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen.